Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
When enumerating powers to the executive branch, the framers did not want a king. This concern was captured best before the Revolution in Thomas Paine's essay, Common Sense. Paine reasoned from Judges 8, where he says monarchy is ranked in Scripture as one of the sins of the Jews, for which a curse in reserve is denounced against them. The history of that transaction is worth attending to. The children of Israel being oppressed by the Midianites, Gideon marched against them with a small army, and victory through divine interposition decided in his favor. The Jews, elate with success and attributing it to the generalship of Gideon, proposed making him a king, saying, "Rule thou over us, thou and thy son's son." Here was a temptation in its fullest extent, not a kingdom only, but a hereditary one. But Gideon, in the piety of his soul, replied, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." Words need not be more explicit. Gideon doth not decline the honor, but denieth their right to give it. Neither doth he compliment them with invented declarations of his thanks, but in the positive style of a prophet, charges them with disaffection to their proper sovereign, the King of Heaven. Then Paine uses the example from 1 Samuel 8, where the Israelites ask Samuel for a king. God warns them that a king will take their sons, daughters, fields, vineyards, servants, herds of cattle and sheep, and they would be his slaves. Paine closes this section with, "That the Almighty hath here entered his protest against monarchical government is true, or the Scripture is false." Father, may America once again want to carry our God-given rights and want no other king but King Jesus. May we once again teach your word so well to our children and culture that even unbelievers reason from the Bible. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.